Well, Scott, you're safely through and finished the job at the end. Well, I'm sure what if one or two of the chances would have gone through a little bit earlier, maybe you'd have had a slightly more comfortable second half.
Yeah, it'd have been a little bit more comfortable. Credit to the lads that turned up for Market Drayton. Obviously, not going to be easy. Wasn't easy for us either. We didn't know who was coming, or so we couldn't really plan to how to play against them, which was difficult. Credit to the lads. Not the best game, to be honest, from our point of view. Give a lot of sloppy ball away. But like saying, got the goals and a clean sheet, so that's the main thing.
And you did. I mean, the goals that were taken, particularly the first one, that really was a smart header, and there always looked to be quite a lot of good supply coming from that side.
Yeah, there was first half from Chad. He put a great ball in, and Muzzy got across his man, and yeah, great goal. And then it was nice, like you say, for Jake to score. Well, it's not easy running from the halfway line one-on-one with the keeper, but yeah, slotted it away well, so yeah, really pleased.
And as you were telling me before the game, this is a match well worth winning, and you obviously want to go through because it's a cup competition anyway, but it's good for the club as well as the fact you've had more people here.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think it was close to 300 here today, so that was good. It's a pity we didn't play as well as I wanted them to, but yeah, that really good. I think it's $3,000, like I said earlier. So yeah, that's chairman will be happy. I think the lads will be in for a little bit of it, a bonus for going there, Kitty. But we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, for a club of less size, like say, these cup runs are really helpful.
Not worth having. And you move on now. So the one thing about non-leagues, you're never far away from another game.
No, we're quite lucky this week. Actually, we haven't got a midweek game. So we're away at Alverchurch next Saturday, so it'll give us a good chance to get the lads in. We haven't trained much, to be honest with you, over the last couple of weeks because of the games and the journeys that we've had, away journeys. So yeah, we'll get them in this week, a couple of sessions, and then get ready for go again and get some more league points.
Indeed. And one last thing, I think it's just worth mentioning on this being non-league day, and for a lot of people who maybe don't follow so much non-league football who are listening to this, now, by this time at most league grounds, most people have gone home. As we're talking, most people are still here, enjoying the facilities, mixing and chatting with the players and whoever else, which is a big part of why it's for people to come and enjoy this experience, whichever club it is that's in their area, wherever they're listening to.
That's it, definitely, because that's what you get with non-league. The fans can come into the bar after, actually come up to the players, you can talk to the players, you can come talk to the management, and that just... what non-league is all about. They can give you an opinion and tell the lads whether they've been good or not. So yeah, that's more the people that come, I'm sure they'll start enjoying it.